Unlock the power of your mind. This is Provocative Enlightenment with Eldon Taylor.
Welcome to another hour dedicated to enlightenment. An hour for inquiry, reflection, questions, and more. All in our effort to understand exactly what enlightenment means and what it is to be enlightened. An hour devoted to exploring the edge of consciousness and all that is implied thereof. Indeed, an hour dedicated to learning something more about ourselves. An hour designed to help us go further inward and perhaps challenge some of those old ideas about the world we live in and the people we have become. This is an hour where we strive to evaluate knowledge as inseparable from the total experience of reality. And this is an hour where the integrity of our inquiry demands inviolate genuineness. I'm Eldon Taylor, and this is Provocative Enlightenment. All right, our chat room is live, and you can join my partner, Ravinder, there now. She monitors the chat room and sees that your comments and questions do get on the air. So you can log on by going to EldonTaylor.com/chat. All right, Ravinder, it's time for you to welcome everyone. Pass on the good word of the day.
Hi, everyone. Do come join us in the chat room, as though I haven't said that one before. Actually, it's not the chat room. It's the inspiration room. And if you don't have time to, you know, join us right now, if you go back and read everything, it is really inspirational. So come join us.
All right. So, and you leave the chat logs up. You should remind everybody.
It's there for the full week. That's right. So they can go back and play it. But I did forget to remind everyone. It's EldonTaylor.com/chat.
/chat. There you go. All right. Also joining us today in the studio is my personal assistant, Andrea. Time for your introductory lines, Andrea. Say hello to all.
Hello, everyone out there. Thanks for having me on the show. I look forward to a great show today.
We're glad to have you. Okay, Ravinder and Andrea will be joining me later during the show to discuss today's subject, mind, meaning, and mysteries. But first, to our letters. Every week I read a few of your letters as our way of paying homage to your contribution to our show. Last week, the show was all about mediums and the evidence for afterlife. We showed a short film in the chat room that included various camera shots of ectoplasm. Renee wrote, "Hi, Eldon. I just listened to your show on my iPod, and I checked out the pictures in the chat room. Those pictures are a trip. Never seen anything like them. Very interesting show. By the way, I love your show just the way it is. You expose your audience to such a large variety of subjects. It would be irresponsible not to question anything that didn't feel right. Congratulations on another great show." Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Renee. Now, for those of you that did not catch our show 2 weeks ago, what Renee is referring to with regard to changing the show has to do with how I might challenge what some guests say. I do not mean to be contentious, but I also do not want to be placed in a situation where you conclude that I agree just because I said nothing. You know, the tacit consent notion. Sally from our chat room added, quote, "I, for one, don't want any sugar-coated blah, blah. This is provocative enlightenment, isn't it? If you can't take the heat, you should stay away from the kitchen." Close quote. I like that one, Ravinder. What do you think?
I think it's cool.
Okay, Shirley wrote, "Eldon Taylor makes sense. I really enjoy his way of interviewing people and his approach to different topics." Thank you, Shirley. Carla wrote, "I so appreciate your brain. Very refreshing in a sea of oatmeal." Now, wow, I'm not sure how to, I mean, that's great. I appreciate it, Carla. A vote of confidence. That's interesting commentary. You're smiling. You got something you want to add?
Oatmeal. I add nuts and raisins to my oatmeal. So she's saying something.
All right. Now, Tia wrote, "You rock, Eldon. Go easy on the wife." And to that comment, Monique added, "Tia, I agree. Eldon, you need to chill on your lovely wife. You should worship her for the goddess she is." Close quote. Okay, now look. I assume these comments are because I have pointed out on a couple of occasions that you might be just a little biased when you're speaking about me, Ravinder. So now I've read them on the air. What would you like to add?
First of all, I have to thank my fans out there. That is wonderful. Biased? Actually, I'm not biased. I'm working too hard on my own path to waste time in being biased, but I'm aware that I can come across that way. No, I'm an avid user of all the Inner Talk programs, my own Inner Talk library. I think I've got about 50 or 60 CDs that I use and I play for the kids. So, no, I'm just committed on this path. That's all there is to it.
I want to know something.
Yes.
Have you got receipts for all 50 or 60? You paid for them?
Okay. It's a perk. Now, perk I get.
Judy wrote, "Hi, Eldon. Today is the first time I heard your show on A House Radio. Sounds like people have had great success with your teachings. Looking forward to hearing your MP3s. All right, now I'm going to use that as a segue to remind all of you that we make available some of our programs as a part of our Pay It Forward effort. They're there for you to download at absolutely no cost. All you have to do is go to eldontaylor.com, choose free programs from the left-hand navigation page, pane, I should say, on the home page, and, you know, it really can't be much easier than that. Adrian wrote, "Your generous gift of offering free downloads just makes me smile. Thanks, I really needed the smile." Well, you're more than welcome, Adrian. Enjoy. And Cindy wrote, "Your programs are doing amazing things for people. What a blessing." Thank you, Cindy, and all of you for your feedback. Those of you that follow my work know how important your letters are to me, so once again, thank you. All right, that's all the time we're going to take for our letter segment today. I do invite you, however, to share your views and suggestions about our show. You can opine by leaving comments on my website or by emailing me at eldon@eldontaylor.com. You can also join me on Facebook. Now to today's show. What does that mean, exploring mind, meaning, and mysteries? Today is a big day for me, for it marks the official launch of the paperback release of my book, What Does That Mean? This is a book that I would truly like every one of you to have. If I could give it to all of you, I would, for I believe that it offers insight into the internal magical world of our individual being, our path and purpose. I am convinced that the Book of Life is written within each of us and available if we but learn how to read those pages. What does it mean, exploring mind, meaning, and mysteries will solicit from you the inquiry that leads to your own inner truth and destiny. Perhaps you remember when Dr. Jillian Holloway was on our show a few weeks ago and we discussed dreams. Jillian uses What Does It Mean in a university class here in Washington State that she teaches. The students are all hoping to have careers in healthcare, and the book is used to open up their intuitive sense and place squarely before them the question, what does that mean, as opposed to why me, or one of the many other ways we might use to ignore our own inner guidance. One such exercise asks students to remember an event in their lives for which there is no normal explanation. With that in mind, they then use techniques in the books to derive meaning from that experience. Okay, I said I wanted every one of you to have the book and that I would give it to you. But Hay House published the book to sell it. So here's the deal. And it's only good until Friday the 28th. I was tempted to say the 27th because that's my birthday. And this is sort of a present to myself, but we'll say the 28th. You go get a copy of the new paperback at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Both of them are selling the book today for under $10. Email a copy of your receipt to Ravinder, and we will give you an InnerTalk CD of your choosing. We sell the CDs for $27.95 every day of the week, so this really is a double value and then some. Again, get your copy before the 28th of January. Email a copy of your receipt to Ravinder, R-A-V-I-N-D-E-R, at InnerTalk, InnerTalk.com with your CD request, and we'll ship that CD to you as our gift for getting your copy of the book this week. Now, we have over 300 InnerTalk CDs, so there definitely is something there for everyone. I mean, everything from weight lifting and muscle building, the athletic side of things, and body image, weight loss, etc., to, you know, improving relationships. So if you've already got a copy of the book, get a copy for someone you care about so you can get this CD. As you know, I love your feedback, and this morning I received this email from Emma. "Hi, Eldon. I quietly receive your emails and appreciate your efforts in sharing uplifting and helpful information. Today, I began reading your book. What does that mean? I'm tentative about most things precisely because I've learned that not everything we have come to know and believe is actually the way things are. As I've been reading your book, serendipitous goosebumps have been raising all over me. Thank you. Well, thank you, Emma. And I mean that sincerely. Okay, what do you want to add to that, Rav? I mean, is this a good book and an outstanding deal or what?
It is. The one thing you are the king of is giving value. And you always just add on more value. So, no, the book is absolutely remarkable. It will definitely change your life out there.
And it's a good price.
It's an amazing price.
It's a good
deal.
Right now,
if you get it at Amazon, it is about $10. And if you happen to be part of the Amazon Prime thing, then you don't have shipping on top of that. And if you buy a single CD from us, that's $27.95 plus shipping and handling. And you can get all of that for your $10.
Yeah, because we're not charging shipping and handling either. Yeah. All right, Andrea, you have worked very hard at creating a launch campaign for the paperback release. And I want to hear all about it. But we have a caller on the line that I knew was going to call today. She asked me to take her call because she's sitting with her grandchildren. I'm not really sure. In fact, she's a Hay House author. She's a good friend of mine. She has been on this show. So let's go to line two and Caroline Sutherland. Caroline, thank you for joining us.
Oh, Eldon, it's so wonderful to call into your show. And I know you're talking about your Inner Talk CDs. And I just wanted listeners to know how wonderful and valuable they are. And I've really benefited from them personally. I had just a really stressful patch that I went through this past fall. And you very kindly, I got some of the CDs from you. And I just want to let people know it's really hard to believe this, but this is Eldon's background is in psychology and what happens in the mind and training and in training. And, you know, we have this very powerful part of us, the subconscious, and, you know, we have belief systems that are stored in that subconscious area. And what I've found from the Inner Talk CDs is when I was going through this stress and feeling very much kind of, you know, alone and dealing with this issue, I put those CDs on, especially the one I use that I really enjoyed. They're all wonderful, but the Soaring Self-Esteem CD, and I have the one that's set to music, and literally within 20 minutes, I thought, you know what? This is high stress, and this is kind of a big deal that I'm dealing with, but, you know, I'm feeling much better, and I think I'll be able to get through this thing. So for the people that know Eldon so well, you know, because of his books and I have them all, and I think they're fabulous. There's a whole other dimension to Eldon and what he does with these Inner Talk CDs. And I really stress and really suggest that people take a look. And I've got the Soaring Self-Esteem and another one. If you purchase any of them, you get the one that I like as well called Letting Go. And that one is free. Letting Go, I think it's Letting Go and Forgiving. And that one's free in any order. So I just wanted to let people know, Eldon, and personally how I benefited and how grateful I am for you for just introducing me to your Inner Talk CD work. Thank you.
Well, it's indeed my pleasure, Caroline, and I mean that sincerely from the heart. And for all of you out there, Caroline Sutherland is a very gifted medical intuitive as well as a Hay House author. She has been on this show, in fact, she is, you know, one of my go-to people if I get jammed on anything. She hosts a unique show on Hay House Radio, the Halo Health Hour. Halo is a brand new line that Hay House has brought out, and it all, you know, it's a healthcare line where she talks. She talks to you, of course, but she takes your questions and she does some spot-on readings on any health-related issues. So you want to check it out. Your show's on Mondays, isn't it? At 8 a.m.
Yes, it's 8 o'clock on Monday morning, and I've been going monthly, but starting on February the 7th, I'm going weekly, so I'm really excited. We're going to talk about digestion and heart issues and hormones and, you know, thyroid and anything that people are concerned about and having questions about. So it's a great, fun show, and thanks for mentioning it this morning.
Oh, it's indeed my pleasure. We have an inner and an outer that we deal with. Sometimes we forget that. You know, We may, as sports enthusiasts say, they can fit their body, but if they don't fit their mind, that's a recipe for loss. On the other hand, you can fit your mind, but if you don't fit your body, as Socrates said, well, that's a recipe for loss as well. So
Eldon,
do
I've
join Caroline.
My little kids are on the ground here with toys and snacks, and it's my time to go back to grandmother duty, and thanks so much, Eldon.
Oh, have a thank you, Caroline,
program.
For calling.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Andrea, as I started to say, you have worked really hard on creating this launch campaign on the paperback release. And in doing so, you've generated a number of gifts from like-minded authors and entrepreneurs, all interested in seeing that as many people as possible get a copy of What Does That Mean? Tell our audience about the gifts they will also receive in addition to the free InterTalk CD if they act now.
Yes, if they act now, they can go to our promotional webpage, and there they can sign up for a couple of drawings as well as get couple hundred bonus gifts from all of our sponsors. So if you go to eldontaylor.com on the homepage there, there's a link. You'll see his book, What Does That Mean? Click on that. You'll see the offer, the promotion for the book. So once you've purchased the book from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, come back to that page, sign up, and you could win a couple of our drawings. The first one is Eldon Taylor's A Path to Mastership, The Mystical Mind. It's a $519 value. It has 21 CDs, two of Eldon's books, a workbook, and a DVD. It provides you with hours of exercises and meditations designed to explore and fully awaken mind, body, and spirit. That's the first prize drawing that we have. The second one is for a personal medical intuitive reading with Caroline Sutherland, who we just talked to. It includes Caroline's best-selling book, The Body Knows How to Stay Young, plus two follow-up progress consultations and participation in Caroline's signature spring detox week coming up in April. So those are the two grand prize drawings that we have, plus all of our bonus gifts. The first bonus gift that I'm going to talk about is Eldon's Ultra Success Power MP3. Now, he's given the music and the nature versions as a free MP3 download as his bonus gift for this event. So you want to be sure to get those.
It's $44.
$44 value. Yep. And then we also have several free ebooks, meditations, free coaching sessions, free video training series, all from our wonderful partners in several different categories. Dr. Jillian Holloway, who you mentioned earlier, is giving half off a private dream consultation, so you want to be able to check that out. And just, you know, there's a gift for everyone, no matter what you're interested in, whether it's success, family or parenting, meditation, prosperity, health, healing, just about anything.
Wow. All right, Ravinder. Technically.
Ravinder?
Ravinder.
You called me Ravinder.
No, I didn't. If I did, well,
God, Andrea,
you know, forgive me. Okay. Will they have to contact you? I mean, will they have to? I mean, what do they do if they, you know, if they're getting the free CD from us and they're getting the free gifts that that Andrea has in place? You know, how does that technically work?
What you've got actually is this promo is available. I mean, all of our partners are sending information out to their subscribers, so it's available to everybody. This free Inner Talk CD is only for Provocative Enlightenment listeners. So only for you out there, wherever you are, at your desk at the office or in the kitchen at home or whatever you're doing right now, this gift is for you specifically. So if you want to choose a free Inner Talk CD, whatever choice that may be, you just pick up a copy of the book, send me a copy of your invoice for that, and we will get you out the free CD of your choice. You can make it easier if you go to eldontaylor.com/chat. I've got all the URLs underneath the chat box right there, so you can click right there and enjoy shopping for whatever CD it is that you want.
Okay, great. Now, so we got lots of gifts, lots of incentives, but how about the book itself? Is it worth reading, ladies? I mean, Ravinder, I'm going to ask you in just a minute what your favorite part of the book was, but we have a caller on line one that has been hanging on for 20 minutes, and we recognize Jamal from Brooklyn, New York, so let's take this call. Welcome to Provocative Enlightenment, Jamal.
Oh, wow, thank you. Hi, Mr. Taylor and Ravinda. I talked to your wife a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
I was calling because I'm excited to be on the show, and I wanted to say thank you because this past December, I had got the two CDs, just like Miss Sutherland just was saying, I was a skeptic, and I said, I want to try, and I heard it. I mean, I heard of what your work does. I put it in, and I did see the residuals of these feelings that was I was letting go of the anger with the forgiving and letting go, and the self-esteem just pep in my step. And so I knew that in 2011, I wanted to get a control on my acid reflux and my choices with food. I'm an emotional overeater, and I have social anxiety, and I'm trying to go back into work field, and I have all this stuff. And I was wanting to call because I had listened to you over the holiday when I went on like a vacation. I had heard a past episode from August, and it had you helping people sort of gear them towards what program might be right for them. And that's why I was calling today, to find out what program might be right for me to start on, the one, that I can do.
Well, social anxiety, we have a program that I believe we ended up with a title, just Shyness, on that program, didn't we? I mean, it's much broader than that, but isn't that the title?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, since you called in today and since we're celebrating, the launch of What Does It Mean, you stay on the line. And the board, I believe it's Mitch on the board. If not, it's Steve. One of them will get your details, Jamal, and I'll just send that to you as a gift.
Oh, thank you.
Now here's the deal, though.
Okay.
How about, marking your calendar and you give me a call in no more than 6 weeks and you tell me, hey, this really worked, or hey, this sucks, huh? You just tell me straight up what it did for you, all right?
Okay. With the book that you're sending.
No. I'm going to send you a program. I'm going to send you a CD for your social anxiety acid reflux. Let's assume that the acid reflux is indeed caused by the social anxiety. But let's just isolate and look at one thing. You say social anxiety. Let's go after the social anxiety. If following that we have other issues, well, then that's, we'll look at those issues. But I'm one of those people that believe that you put fires out, one blade of grass at a time.
Right. Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Be sure to stay on the line now so we can get your details. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
Thank you. And thanks for calling again. All right. Now, listen, we have some more people on the phone. We only have a couple of minutes. So what I want to do, we don't have time really to take another call. And I do want to get into the thrust of this book. So, Ravinder, what is your favorite part of the book?
That's a really tough one. There are parts of the book that made me cry, parts of the book that made me laugh, parts that gave me goosebumps, parts that just flabbergasted me too. But I think the most important part of the book was what it did to me, what it triggered in me. I suppose I always tend to think of other people have these amazing experiences. And when I started reading the book, it's like, well, that happens to you. I mean, you are amazing. But they don't happen to me. But then when I started looking back, I started remembering. And it's not just one or two amazing experiences I've had. There have actually been a bunch of them. And looking back, I can start connecting the dots in my own life to discover more about who I am, what I'm supposed to be, where I'm supposed to go. The keys are there. And it was your book that triggered it. So that's the favorite part of the book, was more what it did to me from the inside out.
And that is why I wrote the book, and that is why the book is designed the way it is so that it does trigger in you. What should I say? I call it kind of the matrix within. It is this blueprint that is your life purpose. It is who you are. It is what you are here for. And maybe we'll take that up a little bit when we get back after the break. But we've got a hard break coming up on us. And Andrea, when we come back, and I understand that the chat room thinks we're getting giddy here, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you first out of the chute what it is that you found most interesting with the book.
Sounds okay? Good.
All right. You're listening to Provocative Enlightenment on Hay House Radio, Radio for Your Soul. We're discussing mind, meaning, and mysteries, all a part of my book, What Does That Mean?, in its paperback release today. We will return after a short break and a few words from our friends. Be sure to stay tuned, and thank you again for listening to Hay House Radio.
Unlock the power of your mind. This is Provocative Enlightenment with Eldon Taylor.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we're discussing the book, What Does That Mean? Exploring Mind, Meaning, and Mysteries. But before we get back to today's show, I want to invite you to sign up for my free newsletter when you visit eldontaylor.com. And why not become a fan of our new Provocative Enlightenment radio page on Facebook? We'd all appreciate that. All right, let's go back to the show. Before the break, I promised Andrea that I was going to ask her what her favorite part of the book was. So what is your favorite
part?
Well,
my favorite part about the book would be the stories, but not just because Eldon is a good storyteller, but it's what the stories do. I agree with Ravinder that, you know, the stories kind of remind you that you need to stop and step back and reflect on things that have happened in the past or have happening right now and ask yourself, what does it all mean? So really, you know, the point that I took away from reading this book was a reminder that I do need to stop, take the time out of my busy day to stop and reflect on things. And that's about it.
Cool. Cool.
That's what I thought was the best part.
Cool. All right. Well, we have your best parts. You know, I'm going to maybe pose a question to myself and provide an answer here. Your best parts are illustrative of why I wrote the book. Imagine, if you will, that you wake up tomorrow, you're in a hotel or you're in your bedroom and you have complete amnesia, total amnesia. The question is, who am I? Well, that's a question that we should be asking ourselves every day without having to be faced with the absence of a memory, you know? But it's not a question that we do ask. We tend to live in a very busy way. You know, we fill our lives with our work or our school, or the materials that we're reading, the entertainment that we're pursuing, our loved ones, etc. And the next thing you know, we're like bees in a hive, and there's a certain hive consciousness that accompanies that. So we end up taking down all these one-liners, these sound bites out of television, out of the media. We end up choosing how we're going to dress, how we're going to walk, how we're going to talk. Everything about ourselves is spoon-fed to us on the back of consumerism. The notion that we really take the time to stop and look at who we are, ourselves, is something that seems to have been lost. Something that, you know, several hundred years ago, it was a part of a culture to take the time to actually examine yourself. What I wanted to do in this book was point out that I believe there's a matrix inside everyone. This, you know, last night in a radio show that I had this discussion, and the discussion essentially went like this. You know, I believe that we all came into this world with a plan. That plan is something that we decided, we agreed upon. It's not something we're forced to do. Now, we're here then to learn certain things. And the path to learning those has kind of been laid out. You know, it's analogous maybe to that river that you hear so much about. We're in that river of life. But here's a tributary, or there's a tributary, a little creek or a brook that spins off. And sometimes we try and get out of the river and go in a different direction, only to find that it leads us into a place that we don't want to be. And we get beat up and thrown around and maybe then thrown back into the river. Well, that's a useful metaphor if what we think is our lives have a reason, a purpose, and that purpose was chosen by ourselves. So it's the river. But if what we do is we never pay any attention to the current, which would be written inside ourselves, our own blueprint would be written inside each of us. If we never pay any attention to that current, that blueprint, how is it that we're ever going to end up going down the river that we want, short of being tossed around, beaten up, and thrown back in it? So what I wanted to do with the book was illustrate in an experiential way for everyone that reads the book, and by read, I mean experience, that indeed there is a blueprint, there is a matrix, and if you become aware of it, if you begin to pay attention, if you begin to look back on the experiences in your life, you can see that they tell a story. And it is in the story that you begin to understand what you're here for, what your purpose is, what it is that makes you happy, what it is that works for you, what your talents and abilities, et cetera, and so forth. And most people, of course, spend all of their time looking out there for that information. And, you know, if I'm able to do anything, the two of you have articulated what I wanted to do with the book most.
It is most certainly. It's an experience. That's the best way to sum it up. I've got a question for you, though. You know, you have this interesting take on coincidence. What do you think about coincidence?
Well, you know, I don't believe in coincidence. It's that simple. Okay. But then I like to be kind of mathematical. You know, you're a scientist. You were trained as a scientist, Ravinder. You know, I'm trained as a scientist. And so there's, you know, there are these things that feel good, but then I have to check them off, you know, with that left brain, if you will. I have to understand that the reason I have intellectual skills and abilities is not to discard them, but to employ them. And so what I do, you know, is I look at probability factors. There's a wonderful book that shares my view on coincidence. It's by the mathematician Warren Weaver, and the book is Lady Luck, The Theory of Probability. But in the book, he recounts a number of different stories, and one of my favorites is about a church choir in Nebraska back in the 50s. And there were like 15 people in this church choir, and they all agreed that they were going to practice on a given day at, we'll say, 7:20 on that evening. So they would all be there and practice at 7:20, and that was their practice night. And every, we'll say, Wednesday, because this is off the top of my head, you could check this story in the book, but we'll say it was Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 7:20, they met, and they did their rehearsal. Okay, well, and everybody was always on time. There was never a miss, and et cetera, and so forth, until one day, when every single one of them is late. Each one of them has a different reason. I mean, they're really interesting reasons. They're, you know, they're not move the earth reasons. They were very ordinary reasons. You know, somebody stayed to watch a TV show or to listen to a radio show. The minister's wife, I remember this, the minister's wife stayed to iron their daughter's dress because the three of them were going together. So there were just silly reasons, but, you know, legitimate, normal reasons for all 15 of them not to be at the church at 7:20. At 7:25, due to a gas leak, the church building was destroyed in an explosion. Would have killed every single one of them had they been there. Uh-huh. All right. Weaver calculated the odds. What are the odds that all 15 of these people that are always there suddenly don't show up, are all late, and this building blows up without hurting any one of them, and they're like one in a billion? Unbelievable odds. Well, you know, I look at the probabilities. There are probability arguments about the nature of our earth. Some people can say, well, look, it happened, and so the probability is one-on-one. But you see, that's not really employing probability logic. When you look events of this nature, I think, and employ probability, you begin to realize that these aren't coincidence. Now, many of the stories that I tell in the book illustrate, I think, an absence of that coincidence. But most importantly, they also tell the story about your own life from within.
Okay, Eldon, I do have a question for you. You share some stories in the book designed to awaken a part of our consciousness about nature. I like the one about the trees. Can you please share that story with us?
The trees. I'm going to call on you on this one, Ravinder, because this is a great question coming on the back of the coincidence. You see, look, I believe that we're connected. All of us are connected to nature. Now, the way for you to know that, and I'm going to have to put some things on the table to build some blocks here so that we can understand that this is not just coming from, you know, some place in my imagination. In science, we like empirical evidence. Empirical evidence is evidence that theoretically is also verifiable evidence. So if I make certain observations, then this becomes empirical. As I record it, it becomes documented empirical, and as it is verified, it becomes scientific. So the whole process of science is dependent upon verification. The failure to verify indicates that we at best have anecdotal information. Now, what does that mean? Look, every day you have subjective experiences. I cannot verify your subjective experiences. You could have a pain. You could tell me about the pain. If I've had a pain ever in my life, I could imagine what you were feeling, but I can't know that you're having that pain. I can't know the intensity of what that pain is except as you express it to me. You could fake, and I wouldn't know the difference. Everything about your subjective experience is uniquely within you. To deny the subjective aspect, to put it in an anecdotal place, is something that some forms of science attempt to do. Well, not as much today as they have in the past, but still, when you get into the hard science arguments of say those that promote God as a delusion, we'll take Richard Dawkins or a Christopher Hitchens. When you get into their arguments, their whole point is if you can't objectify it, it doesn't exist. Well, that denies your own being. My observations are that your experience in life, your subjective experience in life, tells you not only about your pain, not my pain, because you can best guess only based on your, tells you not only about your pain, but about you, who you are, in ways that I could only guess at. I could never really know. I could never get in and understand that. Now, since that's the instance, since you're experiencing the world in the way that you're experiencing the world, then the value of understanding your connectedness to all life is dependent upon you, not on something you read. My experience tells me that there is a connectedness to animals, a connectedness to nature that reveals itself to me through that experience, and to deny it would be somewhat akin to denying a pain when I smash my thumb in the car door. So here goes the tree story. One day I moved, and I'll just call it that, to address my wife about the trees on our property. And we have a beautiful piece of property in Spokane that is heavily treed. And so I joined her in the bark, a patio area that we have outdoors, and I suggested to her that she not hug a tree, but begin to communicate with the trees. And I explained to her that, you know, she wasn't telling the trees that she appreciated them, that they gave a lot of shade, that they broke the wind, and da-da-da-da-da. And my beautiful wife, and this goes way back, this is many years ago, I guess it's about 15 years ago, anyway, the hard scientist in my wife, the pathologist, biologist in my wife's,
looked at you like you were a total idiot.
Okay, you tell the story. Come on, you tell the story.
Well, that's what it comes down to. I mean, you have this tendency to come up with some interesting ideas sometimes, and this time I thought, okay, but I always have the greatest respect for you. So, okay, he tells me to do it. What can I lose by trying it? So I tried. And it was quite an experience, actually. I mean, just taking that moment, not necessarily to talk to them, but to look at them, really look at them and appreciate them. So, you know, some of the trees are just incredibly tall. They're just so majestic. Some are just small and beautifully formed and the wonderful shapes. But I took the time to just enjoy them that summer. What was interesting was that winter we had Ice Storm 96. I'm not sure if you remember that, Andrea. You weren't here
no,
at
I
the
time. No, I wasn't here, but I've heard about it. Yeah, it was a bad ice storm.
There were places in Spokane that were without power for about six weeks after that. You know, trees were down. Everything came down. On our property, we estimated that about 100 trees came down. But what was intriguing about it was, you know, these 100 trees fell without damaging a single fence, a single building. I mean, you've actually been to our place, so you're aware of all the fences.
Yes.
A tree would fall so that it broke at the point so that it would land the other side of the fence. Or it would fall so it would land on a branch that would support it and prevent it from taking down the chicken coop. It was just the most amazing thing. All of these trees down, and there wasn't any damage to anything on the property. It was,
yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. Do I think now that, you know, we're connected to the trees, and by acknowledging that, the trees are taking care of us? Without a doubt. We had an additional experience after that. A couple of years after that, we had huge winds come through, which we get sometimes. And there was a giant tree right by the chicken coop that fell. It broke the main trunk so that it landed the other side of the fence to where it was. And it fit exactly from fence to fence right across the driveway, which we calculated is about 50 feet right in front of the shop, as you're familiar.
Yeah.
The entire area was full of the tree. You could not take a car through it. You couldn't walk through it. You had to climb over the tree to get it. But it had broken perfectly, so not a single fence was damaged yet again. So I think this actually speaks to what you're saying before about being in the flow. When you're in the flow and you're connected, these experiences just happen. And that can be a sign that you are on the right track. If things aren't going smoothly for you, you need to stop, take a look at the signs in your own life to figure out what it is that you should be doing. But yes, trees are.
You know, you just triggered in my mind the memory of that Oak Ridge earthquake. You remember that?
I do.
We're in Big Bear, California, Andrea. I don't think I've ever shared this with you. We're in Big Bear, California, and the Oak Ridge earthquake takes place. Of course, it's a major earthquake, and you know, everybody knows about it. Homes around us were damaged, many things broken. There were stories of fire engines that bounced right up on the sidewalk and into the grocery store through their front window,
wow.
You know.
Wow.
We got up and watched about it on television. Not a thing to the home. Nothing fell, nothing, no shakes, no, nothing, you know.
We slept right through it. And we were not drunk, I promise.
No, right. You know, and the bottom line is, you know, you can look at things like this and you can say, well, that's fluky or that's a coincidence. Or you can maybe even look at it and say, well, why me? But what I like to do is say, okay, what does that mean? What does it suggest? When you add them together in aggregate, is it telling you anything? You know, I used to be a hunter, a rancher. I think everybody knows knows anything about me. You know, I carried a gun a large part of my life as a criminalist. And so for all intent and purposes, I was raised to believe that man had dominion over the animal world, you know. Well, for that matter, over flora and fauna. And dominion, not in the sense of caretaker, which would be the right use of the word, but in the sense of do anything you want to do with it. But as my life got on, when I came to that point where I began to look at that inside matrix, and I began to pull up the tools that are all in the book to look at these experiences, this matrix within, what I discovered was animals are very conscious. You know, I tell several stories about the special consciousness that animals experience, and they still move me to this day. But if it hadn't been for that going inward, that using my experiences to uncover the pattern, I may well still be blind about animals. They may well still be just things that inhabit the planet that are here for men to use, and men and women, in any way, shape, or form they want to. So what do you think, Rav?
Oh, it is. I mean, but it goes further than that. And here's, I'm going to tell one of your stories on you, a little one, because it does. I mean, this thing of being connected goes beyond flora and fauna. Because one of the things Eldon used to do to me, Andrea, way back, when it comes to equipment as well, whenever something wouldn't work, he would act like it was my fault. A piece of equipment would break down, and he would give me that look.
If you'd been using it.
You're aware of that look, aren't you,
yes,
Andrea?
Yes, I know that
says,
one.
Uh-oh,
yep.
I'm in trouble. And I used to think he was totally crazy, but as I said, I would respect what he would say, and I would try. And I got to the point where we have printers around here that I was the only one could get to work. Everyone else would cuss them out, always complain about them. In fact, we talk about that right now. You know, if there is anyone that has a problem with a piece of equipment, you know, we're very aware that it's not the equipment. It's going to be the operator. You have to be in the flow. The connection goes a whole lot further. And when you're in the flow, life works.
Well, there probably are limitations to that. But look, listen, we know that the mind can manipulate. That's a good way to look at it. Manipulate random number generators. The coincidence in my life says it definitely also operates at some level with equipment. What does that mean? Well, you know, that's for each and every one of us to ask ourselves and answer. But the important thing is that we don't ignore it. You know, we've got callers, and we have been ignoring those, and there's only a couple minutes left, so I'm going to try and grab a phone line here. Let's go to line one and get Elise out of Portland, Oregon. Elise, welcome to Provocative Enlightenment, Elise.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm excellent, and you?
I'm hanging in there like the kitty in the picture.
Elise, we only have about 50 seconds, so go real quick, please.
I just want to know what is the best thing to do for everyone.
The best thing to do for everyone. Okay, well, that's easy. Appreciate you calling. I'm going to send you a program. You stay on the line. It's free of charge to you, and I'm going to give you the answer, too. Elise and everyone, the best thing that you can do, the first place that you can start to change anything in your life is forgiveness. And forgiving and letting go, well, Caroline Sutherland mentioned it. It is a program I build a business on. I build a career on. It changed my life as a result of research at the Utah State Prison where we employed it. It is free as a CD, free as a download. All you have to do is go to my website. That's where you start. It is the beginning place. Without it, I guess, you know, it's an equation for loss. All right, Ravinder. Give you 15 seconds.
So that means that if they buy your book, say at Amazon for $10, they can come and choose a free Inner Talk CD of their choice and get the free forgiving, and they don't pay any extra shipping.
That's exactly right. 10 seconds.
They also get all the free bonus gifts. So go to eldentaylor.com, click on Eldon's book, and you'll be taken to our promotional webpage. Have fun downloading all those wonderful gifts.
And for all of you in the chat room, thank you very, very much for the birthday wishes. I want you to know that I did see that, even though I couldn't get in. We've come to the end of another hour of Provocative Enlightenment. I do hope you'll join us again next week. Same time, same place. And between now and then, remember, believing in yourself.